ahead.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
CBS and Time Warner Cable have gotten together on a new deal, and this ends a month-long blackout in several of the country's key markets. We're talking with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here, as always.
Did someone win this feud?
You know, both sides are claiming victory, and CBS particularly is claiming victory, saying that they got the deal they wanted, and they feel like they're extracting an appropriate value for the number one programming in the NFL package that they bring to Time Warner Cable. The details of this deal, how it all went down, what the fine print says, nobody knows at this point that I'm aware of. I certainly don't. But, you know, it's not unusual for both sides to claim victory, to one side say it's serving its viewers, and the other side saying it's, you know, getting fairly compensated. I would have to tell you, though, my gut tells me, for all that's worth, that 25 cents will get you a cup of coffee. But with the NFL in its back pocket and all, a lot of number one shows on the air, the CBS has a lot of negotiating power.
It's really football that was the timer here, wasn't it? I mean, they were coming up on a deadline.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the analogy I made in a discussion with somebody else, this is like the teachers union having contract deals, contracts that expire right before the school year starts. Same deal. It's the same basic strategy. Both sides, though, have a vested interest in getting the CBS package on the air, getting football on the air. CBS needs that distribution. And, of course, Time Warner, it was an inconvenience before the NFL starts. After the NFL starts a blackout like this, you'd have viewers down, in your parking lot.
Is it fair to say that Time Warner subscribers are going to be paying the freight for this somewhere down the line? And by inference, all cable TV subscribers as these contracts are rolled over?
Absolutely. You know, these costs are passed on to viewers. Now, there are some games that cable operators can play, and this gets really complicated when it comes to tiering. How you put certain tiers together and certain cable packages together so you can, you know, you can give these cheap channels, put them in a package with ESPN that you're paying $5 a sub for, and the net, you know, for people on that package is that it's being subsidized a little bit. So, you know, my answer is twofold. One, yeah, customers always pay, but two, there are some kind of tricks that cable cos can play with their tiering system to make this work a little bit for them, if that makes any sense. I hope it does.
Cable television, as we know it, is not the monolith it once was. I mean, it's still a big player, but we've seen a lot of threats and challenges to cable, especially when it comes to movies and TV shows. And a week or two ago, Google was trying to get into the game by getting an NFL deal on the internet. How is that going to play out when it comes to all of these cable deals?
Well, I think for cable, it's going to mean that they're going to have to be more flexible. And Sherwin, we've talked about this quite a bit, but I think things like a la carte cable packages are going to start happening, allowing consumers to, you know, spend the money that they want for the big cable outlets, the, you know, $5 a sub for ESPN and $1 or $2 a sub for CBS. Home shopping channel, if you're into that, fine. But I think the idea that cable, their model that, you know, everybody gets distribution, and it's all rolled into one giant fee where you pay for a lot of channels you don't watch. I think that's one of the first things that's going to have to go away for them to remain competitive. And it's going to be interesting to see how they go about doing that.
Is there a lesson here for the industry in this deal?
Oh, the lesson I take away from it is that content is king. You know, at the end of the day, running a wire through somebody's neighborhood and calling that anything other than a commodity probably isn't practical. And that's why you see cable companies trying to get into programming, trying to become more vertically integrated, trying to create their own television shows and series, because the premium is going to be paid for the people who create the content, who do the creative work to make these shows hits, to do the creative work to bring a fantastic production like NFL football to the air. So I think that is the lesson that I get out of this. Could other people look at that same glass and see it half full or half empty another way? Possibly, but that's my perspective on it as a content creator.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today. Tom Lason, President of New Media Solutions in Seattle. I hope the restaurant industry doesn't catch on to this. Imagine going to the cafeteria, fruit salad or jello.